I'm Rachel Otwell. You're listening to WUIS, and I'm joined now by Scott Fingold. He's arts and culture reporter for the Illinois Times, among kind of a host of other things. Sure. But we're going to be, hopefully this will be the first of a series of us bringing you the latest in the arts world here in the Springfield area and just kind of our top picks as far as what's coming up. So, Scott, just to start off, maybe you can tell listeners a little bit about yourself.
Oh, sure. Well, I've been, I was raised in Springfield, but I was gone for quite a while. I came back about 5 years ago to finish my degree at here at UIS. And I was, had always been involved in the music scene here. And also used to write for the Illinois Times back in the 90s. And when I came back, I started writing for the Illinois Times again and kind of slipped back into it. And I'm a staff writer there now. I also continue to play music and do other creative projects around town. And so I'm, I wouldn't say I exactly have my finger on the pulse, but I am involved in things in town and try to keep my antenna up.
Tell us what music shows you're looking forward to this weekend.
Well, there are a couple things that are going on. Dumb Records is having its 1 year anniversary, which is a pretty big deal considering the record store landscape in town has become extremely bleak, with only really Recycled Records being the only real holdout. But Dumb Records came up as part of the Southtown scene, kind of playing off or adding itself to the Black Sheep Cafe, which is the music venue over in Southtown, as well as the Skanks Gates. I don't know why that just popped out of my head there, but Skanks Gates. And then, there's also now a recording studio, a skate shop, as well as a skate ramp. And it's turned into a whole sort of, little mini cultural youth mecca there over at South Grand and 11th. And they started a record store a year ago, almost seemingly on a whim, talking to those guys. And it's been around, it's survived. And so that's worth celebrating. They're doing a concert right next door at the Black Sheep with several bands. It's going to be the Caterpillar Club, International Mutant Orchestra, Full Chroma, The Locals, and a band called The Seething Coast, which is an excellent band. I've written about them in the Illinois Times and worked in collaboration with some of those guys in music projects and played some shows with them. So that's going to be a fun show. And also it's going to be apparently 15% off all day everything in the store at Dumb Records. So a good deal and a good time to check out the Southtown scene if you haven't been over there. It's a pretty vibrant, exciting, youthful scene over there that welcomes everybody. So that's Saturday. On Friday, there's a show going on at Bar None, and Illusion Defense, who another band that I really like in town, the two brothers, Eric and Alexis Rogers, play, and they're both great. Eric plays keyboards, and he's also somebody who full disclosure, I've also collaborated with some in my own music.
All right, and I guess I should do a full disclosure. Illusion Defense, half of that consists of my husband, but I love their music. Yeah. It's very, there's not a ton of electronic music in this town, at least in that kind of a little bit more experimental, but also poppy.
Right.
So yeah.
And they're fun to watch. I mean, they like they really get into it.
Yeah.
And they're just an enjoyable, sort of two-man band.
Yeah. If you're into to Ian Curtis at all,
yeah.
That's kind of what it makes me think of.
Yeah, definitely that vibe. Joy Division all the way.
Yeah. So we're going to go on to art here. Mm-hmm. The demo has an opening this weekend. For those who don't know, that's on the campus of the Springfield Art Association. Mm-hmm. I think we both reported on it pretty extensively.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tiny white house that used to be used for storage, but now it's mostly installation art, definitely contemporary art,
mm-hmm.
usually one or two artists at a time. But those are always really fun shows because it's just a completely different vibe than you would get really anywhere else in town. More intimate and mm-hmm. also just you're not really in a gallery setting. So tell us about out. It looks like Anne Carney Rains is going to have her work on display. The show is called A Cure of So it's called A Case of Identity. Tell us what you know about that.
Well, what I do know about it is that I'm going to be going over there later and checking it out. So unfortunately, the scheduling worked out, so I'm going to be learning about it after this this recording. But she actually won a juried contest. I guess happens as a competition through Studio Break Podcast, where so, and it's from in Bloomington, and that's an arts podcast, and they do a juried competition every year, I guess, and she was the winner, so we're getting to see the winner, and it's always fun to go to the demo project thing. It's kind of you can go and you can hang out for as long as you like, and each show is really different, but it's sort of like just going into a little. Into a little house, and and the whole place is just given over to one artist's work, and Carney Rains is a painter, and she says that her paintings she hopes create connections and associations between the viewer and the space. So I guess from what I was able to see, at least of the reproductions, and if you go to the Demo Project Facebook page, you can see it's some very neat looking stuff. It kind of almost has the feeling of. I wouldn't say graffiti art, but it looks like it's, it's atmospheric in the sense that it looks like it could have just been put on the wall or be part of the wall. And you're just kind of, you're in the environment with the painting. But I'll get a better picture of that. And if you want to go on theIllinoisTimes.com or on our, check out our Facebook page tomorrow, we will have a video up where we'll be talking to Anne Carney Rains about her work and have some, images of her as she's putting the show together. So you'll find out more about it there.
And then I just wanted to mention, this is just a release that just came across my desk today, actually, but the James S. Murray Gallery, that's at Lincoln Land, is opening their spring semester show on January 12th. That'll be Monday, and it's going to be called The Glass Plate Collection, Images from the Illinois State Journal, 1929 through 1936. So old photographs showing Springfield life. It looks like it's everything from people walking streets, doing their daily routines, to probably, I'm sure there's a bit of architectural photos as well. These are photos that you can also see at SJR. I think it's sj-r.com. Yes. I love looking through the old photos there. Oh, yeah. So that should be a fun one.
It's a nice archive.
Yeah. We're moving right along to movies. So one movie that's opening this weekend called Inherent Vice is... you brought this one to my attention, right. So I'll let you explain it, but I will just say the cast is insane. We've got Reese Witherspoon, Joaquin Phoenix, Owen Wilson, Benicio Del Toro, just to name a few.
Right.
And it's based on a novel by Thomas Pynchon, which is actually a newer book from 2009. So anyway, okay, take it away. Tell us what you're looking forward to about this one.
Well, I mean, I've been a fan of both Paul Thomas Anderson, the director of this movie, and Thomas Pynchon for a long time. And so the idea, and nobody's ever made a movie out of a Thomas Pynchon novel before. This is probably the best choice to make a movie out of, because for Pynchon, not for anybody else, but for Pynchon, it's relatively straightforward. It's sort of a gag or a goof on a detective story, but it's largely a vehicle for Pynchon's usual antics, which means a lot of puns, a lot of sort of druggy humor, a lot of paranoia, and swirling plots that the characters who are stuck in have no perspective on to be able to figure out. They're just kind of stuck in this, paranoid matrix. But everything I've heard about this movie makes it sound like I'm not going to be disappointed. Even people who are who've been sort of skeptical of both Pynchon and Anderson seem to be interested in it. It's obviously got a lot of star power in it, more than you usually see in one film. And the people who are getting the most attention are some of the people who are less well known, from what I understand. It's going to be a star-making thing, and it's getting very polarizing reviews, which isn't surprising, or polarized reviews, because both that writer and the filmmaker who did Boogie Nights and There Will Be Blood, two very different movies, but both made a huge impact. They tend to be polarizing, and the writer also, Thomas Pynchon, people have either either become obsessed with him or can't even get through 10 pages of him. And so it's getting those kinds of reviews. I read one one person said that it was a 2.5 hour endurance test. And the next review I read when I was flipping through the internet said that as soon as it was over, they wanted to start watching it again. So, you know, obviously an extreme film in a lot of ways, and pretty excited to check it out.
And then, so for the sake of incorporating some audio here, I'm just going to play the beginning of that trailer so people might be able to get a vague sense of what's going on.
If it's a quiet night out at the beach and your ex-old lady suddenly out of nowhere shows up with a story about her current billionaire land developer boyfriend and his wife and her boyfriend and a plot to kidnap the billionaire and throw him in a loony bin.
I need your help, Doc.
Maybe you should just look the other way.
All right, so there you go. If that's not intriguing, I don't know what is.
Yeah, so the narrator is Joanna Newsom, the musician.
Oh.
That's interesting. I guess she narrates the film.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't catch that. All right, so the Molly Schlick film series, this is the 24th year for that, actually, but that is kicking off on the 11th, which is Sunday. Every film will be shown 3 times on Sunday afternoon at 1 and 4, on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. And those who haven't heard of this one before, this happens every year. It's foreign and independent films, which, you know, Springfield's sorely lacking a place to show those things.
Sure.
So that's always nice. But it is, they are shown at AMC Parkway 8. And there's some great movies here. We'll probably be telling you about those kind of as they're coming up. The first one is called The Lunchbox. It's out of India. Scott, you're looking forward to it. Tell us a little bit.
I'd heard some good stuff about it. It sounds like on paper it's kind of like a it sounds like it's sort of like an Indian rom-com, at least as far as the setup goes. It's about, but I guess there's a service in India where lunches can be delivered to people who are working. And the story involves a woman who is trying to sort of save her floundering marriage by making really good food and sending it to her husband at work. But it ends up going to the wrong person. And instead of just correcting it, the person, the woman who sends the food and the person who gets it accidentally start up a correspondence and make connection with each other that wouldn't have happened otherwise. But apparently that's kind of a cutesy theme. But it sounds like it gets fairly fairly serious fairly quickly, and it's gotten some really positive reviews, and it sounds pretty interesting. So definitely not the average movie you would go to have the option of going to see in Springfield most weekends.
Right, and so if you want to find out more about that, springfieldart.org is the place. So one idea we have for this was to bring everybody kind of a song of the week, and hopefully those will either be Illinois artists or at least someone who's coming through town. We'll try to keep it somewhat relevant.
Sure.
But Scott's got the first one for us this week. Give us a little bit of an intro, and then we'll play it.
Okay. Well, this is a song by the band The Seething Coast, who are playing this weekend at the Dome Records anniversary show. And this is a song with vocals by Damon Soper, who is he's almost like almost the MVP for the rock scene in town. He plays in probably 4 or 5 bands at any given time, and he's just an excellent musician across the board. This is a song that he wrote and sings. He's the drummer for this band, but he's a vocalist and a guitar player, and he can pretty much play anything. But this is his song with the Seething Coast. It's called Roller Derby Girl.